Hare Krishna. Don't fall for the mind's divide and conquer strategy. So divide and rule is a standard strategy used by enemies when they are attacking someone who is not so easy to win over. So for example, when the Britishers were ruling India, and when they, in order to keep India subordinated to them, it is said that they aggravated the fissures of differences that were there between Hindus and Muslims. And thus, while Hindus and Muslims were fighting among themselves, the Britishers ruled India. So of course, that is just one historical example. But the divide and rule, or divide and conquer, is a standard strategy which is used to overpower one's enemies. Now, for us also, when we are striving to practice spiritual life, the mind uses a divide and conquer strategy. So, what does it mean? The mind, first of all, you know, if we are linked with Krishna, then we are safe, we are protected. How? Because the connection with Krishna gives us both intelligence and taste. Intelligence to see through the false promises of the mind, and the taste by which we don't feel allured by whatever pleasures the mind may offer. And that's why when we are linked with Krishna, then we are undefeatable. But when we become disconnected from Krishna, then we become immediately vulnerable. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita in 6.7. He says, Jitatmana prashantasya paramatma samahitaha shitoshna sukha dukkeshu athamana apamanayo jitatmana jitatmana. That means one who has conquered the mind, prashantasya, such a person becomes peaceful. Paramatma samahitaha paramatma. Such a person has attained the super soul. And paramatma. And then further Krishna says that shitoshna sukha dukkeshu tathamana apamanayo. Such a person is equipoised of its happiness and distress, shitoshna, sukha dukkha, and manapmana. So, in this case, the important point is that in heat, cold, honor, dishonor, pleasure, pain, the person becomes equipoised. That means basically the person becomes transcendental. Now, how does one become transcendental like this? It is by the practice. It is because one is Paramatma Samahita. And how one is connected with the Super Soul. And how is one connected with the Super Soul? Because one is not fallen for the mind's tricks. Jitatmanaha. Prashantasya. Because one is not allured by the mind, one is peaceful. So one is... how do we do this? Now the mind, when there is a divide and rule, what is the strategy that is used? Create, say if there are two forces, the mind cannot overpower Krishna. The mind can, however, disconnect us from Krishna. And usually divide and rule is done by creating doubts. Two people who are allies, those who want to divide and rule, then they'll say, oh, you know, this person is going to do this to you. This person spoke like that. This person did like that. Basically sow the seeds of doubt, and then when those two forces become suspicious of each other, then they separate. And then both of them can be individually overpowered. So of course, the mind cannot overpower Krishna, and mind cannot even influence Krishna. But the mind can create suspicions and doubts in our mind about Krishna, within us about Krishna. Does Krishna really exist? Will serving Krishna really make me happy? Isn't there something better? Maybe, how can I give so much pleasure? Who knows whether the kingdom of Krishna exists or not? Various doubts like that the mind creates. And actually speaking, we cannot have we cannot see the spiritual world till we attain spiritual consciousness and get spiritual perception. But even with whatever spiritual life we practice, whatever meditation we do, whatever prayer we do, we can experience the higher reality of Or we can experience God, we can experience peace, we can experience pleasure, we can experience our strength when we absorb ourselves in remembrance of Krishna. And such remembrance is at our level the experience or the realization of the reality of Krishna. So there is actually speaking, rather than giving into such doubts, if we just meditate deeply on whatever experiences we have had and practice spiritual life seriously, we can have further spiritual experiences, and thus we can move closer and closer to Krishna. So whenever such doubts come in and they try to weaken our connection with Krishna, they try to divide us from Krishna, then yes, sometimes some doubts may have some validity to them in terms of they need to be logically addressed, but we need to ground our spiritual practice in the potency of bhakti to give us spiritual experiences. And as long as we are experiencing Krishna, we know that nothing else matters, ultimately speaking. And with this understanding, we move onwards towards Krishna with steadiness, with swiftness. And that's how we can conquer the mind. So connection with Krishna helps us to conquer the mind. Disconnection with Krishna makes us conquered by the mind. Thank you. Hare Krishna.